Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Tuesday. The substitution. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, we read, written by the Apostle Paul, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. What a verse! He who gave himself for our sins. He gave himself. Yeah, it's written there. But if you are the Son of God, you have to act in this, giving himself for our sins. When Jesus, in his earthly ministry, was together with his disciples for the last time, we read in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Or I start with 27. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. But imagine in the tradition of the Roman Catholic Church, you are not allowed to drink. You only get the bread. Jesus said, drink you all of it. All is all, or? For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. What a symbol, what a parable, what a type for Jesus. For Jesus dying on the cross, taking the grape juice, saying, this is my blood. He made a substitutional sacrifice so that we can live. Although we have sinned, He made this sacrifice for us. When we are used to a special standard of living, we don't want to go down. For example, if you have water in your flat, in your house, just by turning and zip, there it is. Would you change for going to a well outside, for example, in winter time, and taking it from a well and carrying it into the house and then putting it on a stove and warming it up and so on? Would you be willing to do so if you are not forced to do so? It's comfortable just turning on. And then you have warm water, if you want to have warm water, under the shower. Have you ever done a shower with ice cold water, although you were not forced to do so? Have you ever done so? I have the following habit. When I'm in the shower, warm water, it's wonderful. And when I've finished, so for the final phase, I switch to ice cold water. And then, in the end, for seconds only, of course, only for seconds. And each time, it's always the last act of a shower, ice cold water. But each time before I switch, I have the following in mind. I've done this so often now. Should I do it again? Each time it's something, I have to use all my strength to do it because it's ice cold. Ice cold. And it's not easy. But Jesus, what did he do? What did he do for you in comparison to that?